Yevamis has 120 blat. And from now till Pesach is just a little over 6 months, or about 20 blat a month. It's not possible for anyone to finish Masechtas Yevamis unless you make some sort of a plan. Without a plan, it's not possible. But it has nothing to do with 120 blat. We learn Gittin, and we learn Kedushin, which are both significantly smaller. And the same thing happens. Somebody who doesn't have any sort of plan doesn't finish the Masechta. We can learn Makis, and it could be 20 blot. And if a person doesn't make some sort of a plan, a Machshava, a goal, they're not going to finish Makis either. It's the beginning of his man. And a person who sets himself a goal to finish the Masechta, makes plans, is going to end up, his Hasmada will be better, the learning will be more, the time will be more, the Geshmak will be more, and the accomplishment will be more. But you have to stop and make Cheshbainis, make plans. If you have a Shabbos Seder, on Shabbosais, you can even do an Amid a week. Over 6 months, you finish a couple of parakim, the short parakim. You have to make a plan. Without a plan, it doesn't go. And it's a shod. You have the time, you have the ability. You end up coming in late, leaving early, missing days. And the way to do it is to have goals and to try to accomplish and to be able to finish. Now, as in previous years, I'll be having a Bekiyas Chabura for those who want. The main purpose of the Bekiyas Chabura is to discipline ourselves to finish. The Bekiyas Chabura is once a week. We finish not quite a blot a week, usually three quarters of a blot each week on a separate perek. And the goal is to take the 1 hour to learn it, find some time somewhere to chazer it, and that way over the 6 months we'll finish about 20 blot or so. They'll take 20 blot in a Masechta and they'll get it sort of done out of the way in making your plans to finish the Masechta. Without plans it doesn't work. You're not going to finish otherwise. And again, it's not because it's big or it's small. It has nothing to do with big or small. It has to do with whether you plan or you don't plan. The guys who plan, finish, or come close to finishing can finish over Pesach. If you plan, you could come to the end of the Masechta. If you don't plan, smud is not there, the drive is not there, the extra seder is not there, and then you don't. So I urge all of you to try to make my plan, sit down and figure out how you're going to be able to finish the Masechta. What I would like to do in the Bekiyas Chabura, for those who want, I guess we'll start next week. It's usually the time that's usually that most people prefer is right after Mincha, from 2:15 till about 3, well, after 3, one afternoon a week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, whichever day works. I'm very flexible. The Machshava is, I think, and tell me if, I don't know what the Siddurim are exactly, my thought was to do the 10th, 11th, and 12th Perek, maybe the 13th also, from Peches till Kuf Ches. Is the 10th, 11th, and 12th Parakim. I don't know if many of you have already started that particular Perek on your own, but that was my thought, to do the 10th, 11th, 12th Perek, which is roughly 20 blat, and with that type of a Seder. So think about it, be misa'id to yourselves next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever works better. Depends how many people who have a steer of Belsky Shear are involved. And you're welcome to join. My ikker is that you make plans all your lives. You have to make plans to accomplish. A person doesn't make plans, doesn't accomplish lahavdil and parnasa and yanim either. If you don't make plans, you don't have goals, you don't accomplish in this world. You have to have plans and goals, and then you have a drive to accomplish what you need to accomplish. So sit down, make your cheshbainis, figure it out. First say that we're going to finish the first parak, part of the second parak, probably we can do at the end Bekiyas, and whichever few blad we'll be missing in the second parak, we can finish up. So that's close to 25 blad. First Seder, if you're in the Bekiyas Chabur, it'll be another 20 blad, maybe a little more than that. 40 blad, it still leaves you work to do, but that's why you're here. So please take the time, make yourselves goals, make cheshbonis, figure out how you could do it, where you could stick in some extra time to do an extra Seder, and try to make it happen. Okay, getting back to Tzara Saita. We're in the top of Gimel Amid Beis, and we have the four Lamutes, the four things that our mission is Memayit. The Marsha said the first two are Miyutim from things that you can make a Deraisa Dikatos, and the second two, Drabanan Dikatos. And they are Tzaras Saita, Tzaras Eilinis, Memenis, and Mazag Rishasai. All four of which we're going to deal with in Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. What we stopped to discuss was Tzaras Saita. And yesterday I pointed out to you that there are four possible tziurim of the Shaila of a Tzara in what we're calling a Saita. What we call it, Tzara Saita. There are three possible tziurim. There's a Vadai Saita, a woman who we know positively was Mizana Tachas Baila. We know for sure. And that Rav was Zicher talking about, that a Tzara Saita, Tumuk Sivva Karayais, because it says Tuma, therefore it has a din like an Erva, it's not Mamish an Erva, but it's like an Erva, and therefore the from that pasuk the Baal is osur to his wife if she's mizana tachtav. And we explained yesterday Rabbi Chanan's explanation that from a kal v'chaimer we extend that to a to the yavam as well, that the saida rav hol that saida Baal is osur to a saita, and if the Baal dies then his brother the yavam is also osur to the saita. And Rav holds, since it has a din k'erva, the Tzara Saita is pater too. That's by a Vadai Saita. We briefly discussed the case of an Eishes Kayin Shenensa. That's a different type of Saita. And again, the word Saita is not appropriate, because Saita means she did an Avla. But just because it's similar, we're including it in the same grouping. You have an Eishes Kayin Shenensa. She's also osa to her husband. She, in her case, the question is, if her husband dies, does she fall to Yibam? So that is a tzarachian in the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef, in the Daf Yarif, on the Beis Amud Aleph, says tzarachian, what the din is regarding Eishes Kayin Shenensa. Yesterday we spoke out a kasha from Rabbi Kidager and a teretz from Bochanan. But basically, it's a tzarachian of the Muki Yosef. Then we have the third case, the case of a Safik Saita, which is a Saita who not a Stamas Miyachid. If a woman's Miyachid with a man, Stamazai, so the Gemara says that Ein Eisrin Ala Yichud, we're not Moitzi Laz on a woman just because she's Miyachid to say Chalila that she's Mizana. It's a Yichud is one Isser, and this is a much more Chamedic is. Stamazai, a woman's Miyachid. She doesn't become asa to her husband. Ain't oisir malayichud, the Gemara says. Suffix saita means that she had kinoi vestira. Kinoi means she was warned by her husband. The husband is chayshira from this man. So the husband warned her that not to be biyichud with this person. And then she went and she was biyichud with Adam. So she is a suffix saita. There's a gzeris hakosav that she is also osur to her husband. She's also osur to her husband. As a matter of fact, it says v'nitma three times. Chad labal, she's osur to her husband. Chad labayil, one, this man who she's accused of being mizana with. And the third is latruma, lakuna, whatever the exact limur is. The third is that she's not married a kayin, and she's osur b'trum. Now, what is the din of a suffix saita, like Rav? Rav says that a saita is it has a din of an erva. It has a din like an erva. The question is, what about a suffix saita? So later in that sugya, and daf yud aleph, the Gemara says, Amina lacha na saita vade amrit li at suffix saita, saita suffix. Saita suffix is different. Taisus there says that suffix saita boy chalitza. That a suffix saita, even like Rav, needs chalitza. Okay? So a suffix saita is not quite a vadai saita. A saita vadai is an erva mamish. And I say erva, I don't mean she's chayev karis. As a matter of fact, I took out the chinuch yesterday to look. It's not one of the tariag mitzvahs. A saita being usa to the baal of the bayal. So it's not a pasuk, it's a drasha. So it's a din tairaisa, that's not a lav, not an asay. We learn from a drasha. She's like an erva. She has dinim like an erva. A vadai saita is totally like an erva. A suffix saita is asa to a husband. Asa to the yavam, that there's no yibum. But chalitza, you do need. That's what it says here in Taisus, that you need a suffix saita is chalitza.
This isn't that uncommon. There is a lot.
It's a pasuk that's a lav. I don't think it's count. Sort of an asmachta lav. Yeah, nothing now. The artist says the maybe it is a lav. I didn't look in the chinuch in Parshas Tzitzai. I don't look in Parshas Nasai. So maybe it is. The Taisus yes a kash in the middle of that Taisus in Taimar Taisan Yud Aleph. Why is a suffix saita asa to the husband? Taisus has such a lush. That by a suffix saita, the Torah made a suffix like a vadai. The Torah made a suffix saita like a vadai. In other words, normally, we're not going to, if not for a special parsha, I wouldn't have asked this woman on her husband. The Torah made a suffix saita like a vadai saita. What does that mean? The Torah made a suffix saita like a vadai saita. So Reb Shimon in the Shari Asher, and I saw it yesterday in Reb Elchanan as well. Reb Elchanan, and I think it's in Siman Tezvav, is Dalit or so. He brings the Taisvis, and both from Shimon and Rabbi Chanan clear the Shaila we discussed at the end of Shir yesterday. What's the din of a suffix saita? We say that a suffix saita is definitely asa to husband. Not maybe asa to husband. She's definitely asa to husband. There's no Shaila. Is the pshat, when the Torah said a suffix saita is asur, that we have this new isur called suffix saita? Just like there's an isur of nevela, there's an isur of bitai, there's an isur of shatnez, there's an isur called suffix saita. It's not a suffix isur. It's a definite isur. The Torah created a new isur which has its name suffix saita. That's the name of the isur. Suffix saita. Is it a shayla of its asa? It's not a shayla of its asa. It's a chasa. A suffix saita is asa. Just like a saita is asa. If so, if you go with this mahalach, let's say a man gives his wife kina and stira, everything happens, she's a suffix saita, the halach is she's asa to him, and he's bayo her. Is he over an Aveira? Yes, he's over an Aveira. What happens if he's Shemayim, they know she's Tar? Doesn't matter. He's over an Aveira because he lived with a suffix Saita. He now lived with a suffix Saita. That's a type of Isser in the Torah. That's one way to learn. Or you could learn, no. A suffix Saita, the Torah said, you have to be Chayshish for the suffix. You have to be chayshish that maybe she is a saita. So suffix saita is not a new iser. There's an iser saita. And that iser saita is a vadai. If you're mesopic, if she's a saita, what do you do? Torah said, watch out. Maybe she's a saita. According to the second mahalach, if someone, his wife becomes his oivei kinei v'stira, and then he's bayal har, if kapishmaya galya, she's not a saita, he's okay. Not a saita. So the question is suffix saita a new vadai iser? Or is suffix saita a? It's a suffix, is it? Torah said you have to be chayshish. No, because I was thinking about that. Because otherwise, what do you need a pasuk for? I think here she's becheskas. Since she's becheskas, muteres. So we're not going to say something to Rasul Chumma to take her out of a chazaka. When there's no chazaka, it's one thing. Could be. At any rate, what? She's not going to get a ksuma because she's not going to get a ksuma because she was over on kine on yichud. She doesn't get. Once she does a yichud, he wants her. She's miyachid. She was a ksuma. But it's not a raya that she was a ksuma because she was mizana. Could be she was a ksuma because she was miyachid. So you can't prove it from something that's not a derais. It's a rabbana. Could be a rabbana or a geyser. If she does something, she asks her to her husband. The husband is not a ksuma. So Reb Shimon says that it's a machlokes taisisim. Taisis and the Rochana says the same things. Taisis and Saita Davchav Ches says that if the Baal is Baal Abaderech, he's Laika, which is Mashas Taka real lav. He says Baal Abaderech is Laika, and Taisis seems to say it's a Gemara somewhere. We'll see in a minute that Reb Shimon says there's no such Gemara. No such Beferish Gemara. But Taisis in Saita Chavches says that's a Vada Yisr. Now it's a Vada Yisr, you get Malkus. And that was the Havamina of Taisis in Yavamis Yeravos. When Taisis here asked, Taisis was asking, how could it be that she's asa to her husband and she needs Chalitza? If it's Tumah, she shouldn't get Chalitza. If it's not Tumah, she should put it to her husband. So Taisus, our Taisus answer, the Lashon I read you on Yud Aleph, is Asa Basafik Kevadai. They touch Asa Basafik Kevadai means you have to be chayshish for the possibility, the second way of learning. That's a safik. Misafik, you have to be chayshish. Now you all know when you're chayshish on something misafik, you're only machmir like it's a vadai. You're not makel. If you're not sure if it's kosher or not, you have to be machmir. Wherever it's a chumrah. However it works out to be a chumrah, you have to be machmir. If you're not sure if she's a saita or not, if you learn the second mahalach, you're not sure if she's a saita, so the husband has to be machmir. He can't be bayal har. But if he dies, he's still need chalitza, because it's a safik. When you have a safik, when you're mesopik, you have to be machmir in both directions. So you machmer, maybe she is a zayna, she's also her husband. You machmer, maybe she's not a saita. And then you need chalitza. You machmer in both directions. So that, twice was the mesech the saita, daf chav ches, holds it to vada yisr. Presumably, that taisus will hold that you should not even need chalitza. It's a vada yisr. You shouldn't even need chalitza. Our Taisvis, and Yavam is here, on Yud Aleph, holds no, it's not a new Isser. Just you have to be Machmir, that I'm not sure, maybe she was Mizan. And our Taisvis will hold, if he's Bala Baderach, he won't get Malkus. It's just a Safik. And since it's just a Safik, The Mela in the Chalitza. You match for both directions. Taisus in the Kasha asked that it's a stira to say in the Chalitza and that she's asta to her husband. That's a stira. That stira is because Taisus in the Kasha didn't look at it as a suffix. Even though Taisus knows it's a suffix, the Metzius it's a suffix. But Taisus looked at it as a vadai, so he said it's either this way or that way. So Taisus in the Teretz learned, no, it's only a suffix. So you follow. What we're saying is there are two ways to learn suffix saita. Either it's a new iser, and if it's a new iser, doesn't get malchus if he's ba'aleha, and then you shouldn't eat chalitza. And Tyson in the Torah told, no, it's a suffix, you machmer both ways. There is a Mishnah in saita. It says that when the man brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash to drink from the Mei Amarim, when the man brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, Neisen lo shtei tamidei chachamim, that we give two tamidei chachamim to accompany them on the derech, to warn him that he's not allowed to live with her, it's his wife. But he's asa to her, to warn him. What does it mean to warn him? Zatrib Shemin. Taisvis in Masech the site to learn, to warn him means to give him asra. If you buy a lot, you get malchus. To warn him. What do you mean warn? Hasra means you're going to get a punishment. So when Tosis there said that there's a Gemara that says Bal Avaderech Laika, he meant this Mishnah. The Mishnah says we give two Tamei Chacham to give to warn him. What's Hasra? Tosis learned that means Malkus. That if you're going to be Baal, you get Malkus. Our Tosis holds you don't get Malkus if you're Bal Avaderech, just a Safik. So what does it mean you give to a Tamid Chachamim to warn him? So Taisus, our Taisus is going to learn. You give to a Tamid Chachamim to warn him that if he's Baal Leha B'derech, the Mei Hamorim doesn't work. It says, V'nika Me'avayin, B'zman Shehabal Menuka Me'avayin, the Mei Hamorim works on the woman. If the Baal is not Menuka Me'avayin, if he's Baal Leha B'derech, then it doesn't work. Meaning, if she's really was Mezana, in which case she really is a saita, and the water would work on her, and he's going to be bala on the way. It comes out he did an iser because she really was mizana. So this bia is going to be an aveiru, which is going to mess things up. So our Tosis is going to learn. I think he brings maybe Rashi learned that way in Masech the Saita. I don't remember that the warning is a different warning. It's not malchus. It's a suffix, but it's vada going to mess up the water working. In other words, the water won't be mevarer because on the tzad she was a saita, it is an aveira, and then it's not going to work. It's a machlaikis and taitaisis in a different mesechta, sicha were written by different people, and it could be a machlaikis, even in the same mesechta. If we have a stira, we try to be miash of it, but it's not that. So that part of suffix saita is very geshmak. Okay, so do you get chalitza? Our taisis is saying, Suffix Saita, even like Rav is Chaylitz. Why? Because Suffix Kavadai, we're just not sure what happened. The Mei Amarim is not Mafkin. Well, I think everybody holds. That's a separate Gemara, but it's not Sheshman Lukum Yavai. If he was Baal Abaderech, the Mei Amarim won't be Mavar. So here, till now it's pshat, very geshmak. Here Rav Shimon has his problem. It's such a gavaldik akasha. I only know one teretz, and it's a hard teretz. The kasha though is such a glatet kasha. We have a rule in Shas, safik tumah v'shusayach yitame. We have a rule in Shas, that if you have safik tumah and v'shusayach yit, it's tame. If you have a situation in which you don't know if this tumah, shnei shmilin, you have two roads, and one of them has a mace, you don't know which one. If the two roads are Rishus HaRabbins, Safik is Tar. If the two places that are Rishus HaYachid, Safik is Tame. Someone goes in one of the two. We know one of the two has a mace. Someone goes in one. He's Vaday Tame. Safik Tame, Rishus HaYachid is Tame. How do you know Safik Tame, Rishus HaYachid is Tame? We learned that out of Saita. That a Saita who's Miyached, Yichud is Rishus HaYachid, it's in private. A Saita who's Miyached is considered Tame, Vinitma. Now here it's a different tumah. It's not the type of tumah you go to the mikvah for. But still, the Torah used the Lashon tumah. Because the Torah uses the Lashon tumah on this nus of a suffix saita, and we make her like a vadai that she's asal about. From there we learn that every suffix tumah b'shus hayachid is tumah. So that's a klal in shas, that suffix tumah b'shus hayachid is tumah. Now what does that mean? If I have kachin and it goes into a room that's safik tumah, I burn the kachin. The kachin gets burnt. That's a gemara. What does it have a nazir? The nazir goes into a room that's safik tumah's meis. The nazir brings a carbon because safik tumah is yachid is tameh. Now that's not a Gemara, that's a Taisvis. Rav Shimon brings it from a Taisvis. Could be other Rishonim argue. But a Nazir who goes into a room with Tuma brings a carbon, and he's Megaleach. Any Nazir that becomes Tame takes a haircut and starts the Zeris all over. What does that mean? That means we're being Makel because of Safik Tuma B'Shusayach Tame. We're doing something that would otherwise be an Aveira. To burn kachin is an Aveira. A Nazir take a haircut is an Aveira. To bring a carbon asham in the Beis HaMikdash if you're not chayiv is an Aveira. But we're saying, since Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Gepaskin Tameh, therefore, it's a Vaday Tumah, and you're allowed to burn kachin. So, Rav Shimon, that only makes sense if Safik Tumah is Tameh, Betar is Vaday. That makes sense. If it's a Vaday, if it's a Safik, you can't burn Kachim. If you have Safik Tumah, you can't burn Kachim. Let's say you have two Eidim say it's Tameh, two Eidim say it's not. It's Safik Deraisa. You don't know. Two Eidim one way, two Eidim the other. It's not B'Shus HaYachid, not B'Shus HaRavim. It's Eidim. So what do we do with the Kachim? We don't burn it. I guess we have to let it be nicer, and eventually we'll burn it. If you can't burn it, you're Truma. You can't bring Nala burn Truma. If you don't know, we're machmir in two directions. We're machmir, maybe it's Tane, maybe it's Tsar. By Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, we burn it. That means we say it's a Vaday Tumah. Frater Shimon, Gans good like Taisus and Saita, that learns a Safik Saita is a Vaday, you get Malkis. Very Geshmak. It's a Vaday, and we're going to burn Kachim on it. It's very Geshmak. But like Taisus and Yavamis, that a Safik Saita is a, it's, it doesn't do, a Safik Saita needs Chalitza, because we're not Mekel. We're only Machmir on a Safik Saita, Ta'asa Ta'abal. We're not Mekel, because we're Mesupik, Safik Saita, we have to be Mesupik. If we have to be Mesupik, how can you burn Kachin? Where? By Yavama?
No, by Kachim.
By Kachim.
What else could you do?
You could, well, normally, let's say I have two Eidim say it's Tar, and two Eidim say it's not. So I'm not allowed to burn the Kachim, maybe it's Tar. Now I eat the Kachim, maybe it's Tar. I have to do nothing. Eventually, it'll become nicer, and once it's Vaday nicer, I'll be allowed to burn it. But right now, I can't do anything. If it's Truma, you have to let it rot. There's no nicer by Truma. So two Eidim say it's Tar, I can't eat it. Two Eidim say it's Tar, I can't burn it. Right, so I'll be stuck. In Cain, it's a very stark akasha. If you say Safik Saita needs Chalitza, which is really the Pashas of the Gemara, it's not just Taisus. If you say Safik Saita needs Chalitza, that means the Safik Saita is Lechumra a Saita and Lechumra not a Saita. We say maybe she is a Saita, she's also to husband. Maybe she's not a Saita, so we're doing Chalitza just in case she's not a Saita. You have to look at both sides. It's a pleiadic akasha, it's a shtark akasha. that if so, how are you allowed to burn kachim? So Rav Shimon's kasha in the Shari Yashir. And also, I saw now it's in the Chedusha Rav Shimon Siman Yud on Amasechta. And I'll tell you Rav Shimon's teretz, the Derech Pupula, but the kasha is such a glatta kasha. It should be in a Rishon. It should be a simple kasha. Maybe we get to Yud Aleph, we'll find it. Huh? It is Tyson's kasha. What's Tyson's kasha? Right. So Tosis is asking, see, to be miyavim is a kula, to be chaylutz is a chumra. Mekomer kasha, kibin the site of vadi chashav laka erva, site of save le chashav kasafik erva, hechi parich v'tis yabim. So Tosis is good. Tosis is saying hechi parich v'tis yabim, haki v'meikl. Haki v'meikl and allow yibim. I mean, whatever the tariffs will be, he'll be there. But to taste all you see, they can't have a mean, and then it was gone. Okay. And maybe if it links to Tosis kasha, I have no problem. The kasha again is that by a suffix tumah, we say suffix tumah is like a vade tumah. Even, suffix tumah shusiyach is a vade, even to be makel based on that. We burn the kachi. So we say Safik Tumah even to be Mekel. But where do we learn Safik Tumah from? We learn from Safik Saita. Safik Saita is the place we learn Safik Tumah from. And by Safik Saita itself, we say only L'chumra that a Safik Saita is a Vade Saita. L'chumra, we say Shnal V'Yibayil Taz. We don't say L'kula, to Pata from Chalitza. So how can you learn from Safik Saita, which we only say L'chumra, to Safik Tumo, which was saying L'chumra and L'kula? Sure, it's an Aveira. It's one of the Yisurim in the Torah. It's an Asay, Shmartim. Yeah, but you're being... But if it's really Tar, then you're doing an Aveira. Because there's an Isser to burn, to be Mavid Kachem B'Yadayim. There's a Chiyav Shmira on Kachem. So... We're not, by kachim, we're not going both ways. We're not saying, b'choshish, maybe it's tane, and maybe it's tar. No. We're saying, it's a chetame, you burn it. We don't say, well, maybe it's tar, how could you burn it? It means we're saying, with a vadoa is that it's tame. And by a suffix saita, we're not saying, by vadoa, she's a saita. If she would be a vade saita, it would be no chalitza. This is the kasha. I'll tell you Rav Shimon's teretz. Rav Shimon's teretz is printed two ways. In one lashon in the Shari Yashir, and another lashon here in the Chiddush of Shimon. It's easier for me the lashon in the Chiddush of Shimon. So those of you who saw it in the Shari Yashir, the bottom line is the same, just the language uses is different. Now, it sounds dachistic. Sometimes I tell you it sounds dachistic, but listen, it's not. Here it sounds dachistic, and listen, it is dachistic. It's a very dachistic achilik. It's a very thin line he's drawing. He's splitting the hair, so to speak. But right now, I don't have another teretz, so let's try to understand Rav Shimon's teretz. Rav Shimon says that when we say a suffix is tamei, suffix tumah shiyachid is tamei, that means that in din, we consider it vadai tamei. In din, it's vadai tamei. In Mitzias, it's still a Safik Tame. Is the Mitzias that it's Tame? I don't know. Would I make a Shvua? Would I swear that this is Tame? No. In Mitzias, it's still a Safik. In Din, it's a Vadai. That sound okay? Before we apply it to answer the Kasha. That sounds okay? I think it sounds pretty good. Let's say I have a piece of nevela meat and a piece of kosher meat. They get mixed. I don't know which is which. And I have one of them. So I ask a rav, am I allowed to eat it? He says, no. So I'm vadei not allowed to eat it? He says, vadei. So I'm vadei not allowed to eat it. In din, I'm vadei not allowed to eat it. In mitzias, is it definitely nevela? No. Might be kosher. The mitzias doesn't change because we pass in as nevela. it might be kosher. In din, it's a vada. In mitzias, it could be something else. That's what he says. What? I'll say the mitzias, I might be eating meat that comes from an animal that wasn't shechted. But the Torah allows me to eat such meat because it was bothered. But the physical fact is still a fact. It would be the same thing. Let's say I have 60 ounces of kosher chicken soup and 1 ounce of trefa chicken soup. And the 1 ounce falls into the 60. So in din, I could eat all 61 ounces. In din, I could eat it. In mitzias, there's 1 ounce of chicken soup that came from a non-kosher bird. The mitzias is, it's there. Just halacha is, you're allowed to eat it when it falls into a mixture. So it's 100% kosher. Just the mitzias is still the fact. You can't escape the fact. There's 1 ounce of non-kosher chicken soup in there. So that's din. The din is, it becomes heter. But the molecules don't change. Molecules are still the same molecules that they were. No, we don't. Well, Chitshuva brings a machlok. Is it about nefesh yachmir? We don't say about nefesh yachmir because the Torah was matter. It's 100% mutter. But the mitzias could still be that it's not kosher. I mentioned to you in the past that it's 100. It was certain that for every 100 animals we shecht, one of them has treifa statistically. But you're allowed to eat it. Because the halacha is that you don't have to be baidik for all the treifas. You're allowed to eat it. In din, it's 100% kosher. Mitzias is still a mitzias. Mitzias is different. But this mitzias, the Torah didn't ask it. Now, how does that answer the question? The words you could hear. In the safek tuma, b'shesayachin, in din, is zichatame. Mitzias could go either way. Zakrivshim. Those dinim that are a result of the din tuma, those silakula silachumra, it's a vade tame. Burning kachin is a halacha in hilchis tuma is kachin. If kachin is tame, you burn it. If halacha says it's tame, you burn it. If a nazir al pi halacha is tame, he has to take a haircut and bring karbanis. Things that are directly related to the tumah, avada. Hu adin? Is the husband allowed to be boiled this woman? No. She's tameh. Tumah ksivba. He's definitely not allowed to be boiled. What about chalitza? We have now a new shayla. You have a suffix saita. And the Torah told us that in din, we consider her to be a vade tame. Does she need chalitza? Or not? Reb Shimon says chalitza is a new halacha. Dine chalitza don't depend directly on dine tuma. What does chalitza depend on? On the halachas of chalitza. The halachas of chalitza, which are not directly dine tuma, halachas of chalitza depend on the parasha of Yibum and chalitza. In the parsha of Chalitza, there's a miyut for a vadai, a tuma says, by a vadai saita. By a safik saita, b'mitzias, I don't know, is this woman a saita or isn't she? Dine Chalitza depend on the mitzias. Is this woman an erva to me or not? It's not related to dine tuma. Tuma is either things that you have to go to the mikvah for, or tuma, a maisa's nus is also called tuma. But chalitza, she's not going to do a maisa's nus. We're not talking about a maisa tashmish, a maisa bia. But chalitza, we're talking about taking the shoe off the foot. That is not a dine tuma. It's not a dine nus. It's not a dine erva. It's a din. You don't do chalitza to someone who b'mitzias is an erva to you. That depends on the mitzias, on the fact. Is this woman a saito or not? It's a new din. It's not a din in Hilchas Tuma, it's a din in Hilchas Chalitza. Since it's a separate halacha, it's a separate din, therefore, dine Chalitza depend on the facts. Is this woman a Sait or not? Has nothing to do with Safik Tumah. Safik Tumah is Kapaskat Vaday Tumah. Chalitza is not totally in Tumah. It's not Znus. We call Znus Tumah. Chalitza is a separate set of Halachas. Something totally different. What? By Vaday, she's for sure Tumah. So anything has to do with Hilchis Tumah, she's a for sure. Any result of Tumah is for sure. It's Ke'erva, Erva Mamish. Tumah Ksimba Ke'erva. So Legabe the Dine Tumah, in Din, she's Ke'erva 100%. Chalitza is not like Yibum. Yibum is a Maisabiyah. It's a guy, again, a question of Tumah. It's directly related to Tumah. I'll tell you what, and I'll give you an example. I agree, it's a Dakistika Chilik, but maybe I'll give you an example, it'll help. Let's say you have a person who makes a shvua. He says, if this thing is Tameh, I'll fast on Monday and Thursday. He makes a shvua. He says, if this is Tameh, I'll fast on Monday and Thursday. And I can't say Tameh. If I say the word Tameh, I'm going to get in trouble. He doesn't say the word Tameh. He says, if this road, this Rosh Hashayachid, has a mace buried in it, I won't eat on Monday and Thursday. It makes such a shvua. So we go to Bez. Is Bez going to stop being done on Dine Safik Tumah Rosh Hashayachid Tameh? No. A man says, look, there's a mace, we have a Kabbalah, there's a mace in one of these two rooms. We don't know. Right? Shmuel is buried there, too far for Shmuel I know. Right? That's so. I think that's it, right? So everyone makes the joke about Shmuel Av and Shmuel days. That's how everyone remembers that, too far. So too far. So someone, we don't know if he's buried in one or the other. Okay? So what happens? Somebody goes into a room, one of those rooms, they should say, yes, they're private buildings. If somebody goes in with Truma, it's Tameh, he burns the Truma. We know he's buried either here or here. It's Safik Tumah, you burn the Truma. Let's say you have a person who makes a shvua and he swears that if there's someone buried in this room, I'm going to fast Monday and Thursday. And he goes into Bezin. What's the deal? Bezin's going to say it's a vade shvua? No. No. The gabi hilcha shvua? We don't know where the mace is buried. That's a metzias shayla. The mace might be buried here. The mace might be buried there. We don't know which one is buried. That's a metzias question. A metzias question has nothing to do with Safik Tumah Rosh Hashayachid. Now, what I just told you, everyone would agree with. Rav Shimon is schlepping chalitza away from Yibum. He said chalitza is like Hilcha Shvuah in Mayim Marshall. Chalitza is a separate shayla. But metzias, is she a badei zayin or not? Was she mezana? Wasn't she mezana? Is she a sait? Isn't she a sait? It's a new nida. This new nida in of chalitza. It's totally a metzias. It's not totally in Dinei Tumah. And therefore, legabe chalitza, we're going to be machmir and say do chalitza. That's not a stira. That legabe anything that has to do with Tumah, we say it's vadei Tumah. It's not a stira. Chalitza is a new parasha, separate parasha. So why don't you say Kol Shein Aliyah and Ala Chalitza? What? So the fact that we always say Kol Shein Aliyah and Ala Chalitza sounds like that's Ali Zabizah. Although it's not an inherent stira, because by all stakes we say don't do even do Chalitza. And when you're sitting in Hilchis Chalitza, we're going to say Kindu Yibum. That's not a problem. It's a Safik Metzias. If she's a Zayin, if she's a Saita. See, Kindu Yibum is not a stira to saying in the Chalitza. As long as we say it's Masafik. If we say it's a Vadai, it will be a problem. Because a man, I say, or Shimon does say, in Metzias it's a Safik, and then it's a Vadai. As long as in Metzias it's a Safik, it's not a stira that you don't need Yibum, you do need Chalitza, because that's what we do by Seikas. So it's a funny thing. It's like a person has two pairs of glasses. When he puts on the glasses of Hilchis Tumah, it's a Vadei Tameh. As soon as he goes into a bezin to Paskin Hilchis Chalitza, he puts on a different pair of glasses, and those look at it as a Safik. It's a Safik B'Metzias. So mainly you need Chalitza.
Yeah, but the
That's what Shimon's doing.
The Issa Yibum is tied into the Issa of the Baal. So if there is no Yibum, we din. Not in the subject, that this Yibum is because we din. Then how could the police come to the church?
Because kol she'en aliv and elif lechalitza, that's what you're saying. You say a rule of kol she'en aliv and lechalitza. Remember, it's a technical question. Why don't we say kol she'en aliv and lechalitza? So we have to answer it, but that's nothing to do with Rav Shimon, because that the Gemara says. Well, that's what it is. Rav Shimon says nothing to do with Rav Shimon. If you'll say it's a safik, it'll be good. But we know by tum it's a bad day. You're going to have to find some way out of it.
He must do it too.
Yibum has to do. Yibum has to do with tumah. Chalitza doesn't. Rachinami. The question then is why? Because of the rule generally in chalitza, don't we incorporate hilchas tumah into hilchas chalitza? So that's where he's cutting it. He's separating chalitza and yibum, which we're not going to do too many times in the Masechta. That's a bit of a problem, but that's not a kasha on Taisis. That's a kasha on Rav Shimon's earlier lashon, where he said that you don't get malchus. And I don't think Taisis used the lashon that you don't get malchus. But again, I want you to appreciate Rav Shimon's kasha. His teretz, they are verited to the teretz. It's a very dachistic achilik in that it doesn't sit well with anybody who learns Yevamis. That when we paskin if she needs a yibum, we look at it one way. We pass giving the chalitza, we look at it in a new way. That part of the Rav Shimon is taka chiddush. Like I said, I don't know a different way out of the kasha. So right now I'm stuck with this teretz. And either when we get to Yadav Yad Alf, we'll be smarter and we'll understand the Rav Shimon, or we'll find a different teretz, one or the other. Okay, Taisus l'tishayne b'tzara sara. I just want to start it because. Taisus throws in a totally new discussion, a discussion of Bayil. The Gemara says that you can't have a case of Saita Asala Bayil of Tzara Tzara. It can never happen. The Baal could have a Tzara. But that Tzara can't marry any brother, so you'll never have a Tzara Tzara. There's no Mitzias of Tzara Tzara by Baal. In Taimer, Mishkachas la Tzara Tzara linyan Bayil. You can have it by Bayil. What is Bayil? Let's give names. A woman is married to Reuven. Then she's Mizana with Shimon. So it says Tumah three times. Echad Labayil, Echad Labayil, Echad Latruma. So Echad Labayil, Echad Labayil. A Saita is also to the Baal and also to the Bayil. So if a man is Mizana with an Eishes Ish, and now the husband finds out, he gives her a get, she thinks she could go marry this Bayil? No. The Torah says that there's an Issa to marry the Baal. Again, it's not Karis, it's not even a lav. It's an Issa of the Torah. We don't have a pasuk in the Torah that you're not allowed, a woman is not allowed to marry her Baal. I know a Maisa with somebody. He's in Kiruv. He's out of town, the West Coast. So it happened to be that a couple in their 60s became frum. Usually most Baalei Teshuva are younger. Older people, it's hard for them to change. So it was a couple, and they became Baalei Teshuva. So he's talking to them. He finds out that she was previously married and never got a get before she married this husband. So he went, he tracked down the first husband, and he got the first husband to give her a get, like 25 years after they were divorced, in a civil divorce, he gave her a get. After he did the get, he realized he still has a problem. Why? He got rid of this Akaris. She was an Eishes Ish till now, he got a get. But you're Asa Labal, Asa Labayil. This couple that just became from Lechaira, he's a Bayil. He's Bayil and Eishes Ish. Asa Labal, Asa Labayil. What's he going to do now? He took off the Sakaris. He did a good thing. But if they ask of their last, they're allowed to be married, you know, Mistami, if they get, they would want a new chasana. Can I make another chasana? That's a Levaya. Any hope? Any way out of this? Huh? Is that called Ainus? Not knowing? We'll see. What? If the Baal is dead, no, he was already Asa Labayo. You can't take off this about the Baal dying later.
You say something about it.
Oh, you mean if it's an Ainus? If there was an Ainus, if there was an Eirech or a Shtei Eidim, that he's dead. Yeah. Unfortunately, he was very much alive.
She thought it was the Shintik.
She was Mutta. Why? Because she didn't know Halacha. She's a fray person. So that's called an Ainus. That's a Mahalach a little bit. We'll see. We'll get to the. You're right. Good. So we'll get to the Isabayol in Yitzhak Shem. I just want to point out one part of Taisus, and that's the part we're going to talk about. Isabayol in the first part of Shia tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, so maybe it'll be the whole Shia. But look in Taisus. The first Kashin Teretz of Taisus. Taisus says, Mishkachal Tzarsor Linyan Bayol. Shinisus Lachiv. If you didn't cheshmen it out yet, you'll cheshmen it out before Shia tomorrow. That by Bayol it's Shia Tzara Tzara. So why doesn't it say Legabi Bayol that it's included in the Dinim of the Mishnah? Yeshloimeh. Kivan de legabe baal loy mishkach tzara tzara in lano lahachme betumah de gabe baal yosem betumah de gabe baal. Here, Taisus is saying chiddush. It says that of a man of a meisha tishah mezana also to a husband also to the mezana. Taisus says you can't be more machmir on the mezana than legabe the baal. The baal is the first disser. The Bayal is the second Isser. We're not more machmer on the Bayal than we are on the Baal. That place is terrible. Since the Baal, there's no Isser Tzara Tzara, the Bayal, there's no Isser Tzara Tzara. That's a statement of Taisus. The problem with Taisus, the Karen Oira asks, I think Rabbi Chanan someplace also, the Karen Oira asks, it's not true that we're trying to be more machmir by the Baal than the Baal. The Baal also asks a tzara, and really would ask a tzara tzara. We're just saying, in Mitzias, you can never have a case of tzara tzara. Is that a kula? Not a kula. Mitzias, you'll never have a case of tzara tzara. Is that a kula? That's a case. So you can't be more machmir by the Baal than by the Baal. I'm not being more machmir by the Baal. It's the same thing the Baal, same thing the Baal. Just that the Baal doesn't have a case of Tzara Tzara, and the Baal has a case of Tzara Tzara. So what's Taisus saying? Ain't lo la hachmir ba Baal, yes, in the Baal? It's nothing to do with Chumris. This is the Karen Oiris Kasher on Taisus. In order to answer this, we're going to learn a Mishnah Melech. Now, the Mishnah Melech is in Hilchos Saita. Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis. It's a very big Mishnah Lamelech. A lot of words. It's maybe a little difficult. It's interesting. There's a tshuva in Dikras Moshe with a shaila of the Bayol, similar to the case I mentioned to you in Evan Ezra Simen Nun Dalet, I believe it is, which we learned last year. Simen Nun Dalet. We learned it last year in Gittin in Perek HaZayrik, Legabi the first half of the Chiddush of Dikras Moshe, which has to do with what Shlomi started to mention, Amarik. There's nothing wrong with learning it again. Ramosha there is Mekah with two Tzirufim, Amarik and this Mishnah Lamelech. What we learned, we spent time on last year, the Marik, which is the first half of the Tshuva, which is Negea to Perek HaZayrik, is the second half of the Tshuva, the Mishnah Lamelech, which I don't remember if we discussed it all last year. The second half of that tshuva has to do with Bayal. And the Mishnah Melech Yisoid fits Geshmak into Taisus. And last night I took out the Mishnah Melech and I tried to see if he brings Taisus. And I looked through it as best I could. I didn't see where he brings Taisus. But there's a lot of it I didn't see. Maybe he does bring, maybe he doesn't bring. But his Yisayid is very similar to Taisus Yisayid. And we're going to deal with that in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Try to learn a little Vayta in the Gemara. We might get to go Vayta tomorrow.